News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
I'm joined now by Eamon Donnelly, Head of Health and Welfare Division at Forza Union. Eamon, you heard what I have to say there. I do believe in the valid and legitimate claim by frontline healthcare workers to get some kind of a bonus here. I do not believe in the claim for everybody in the public sector to get something similar in terms of recognition or money or time off. What is Forza's position?
Well, Forza's position, by the way, is we never ever separate healthcare workers from any other public sector worker, but in extraordinary times, remember, this is a global health pandemic. So a global health pandemic places extraneous and extraordinary demands on the health service workforce. And what we have simply sought is some form of recognition for what healthcare workers have done in mobilising, as was described at the onset of the pandemic, as mobilising as an army to fight this virus on behalf of the citizens of the country. But can I just say one thing? I was just listening to this 377 million figure. I want to be very clear, the claim that went before the Labour Court did not specify 10 days, did not specify any amount of days, did not specify any amount of bonus payment, for the very reason. So I totally reject out of hand.
So what claim did go before the Labour Court?
The claim that went before the Labour Court on behalf of the staff panel of health unions was unspecified. We were willing, as we went through the workplace,
so you want to negotiate on some kind of a bonus?
That. Exactly. And to be fair, I think if the HSE had been allowed by the Department of Health,
is it not true that the INMO have looked for 10 days? Is that not true?
Well, I'm not necessarily to comment about a specific union's claim. What I can say to you is that the staff panel claim that went before the Labour Court was unspecified, and we were willing to negotiate. And the point I was trying to make was, had the HSE been allowed to behave as an employer, I think flexible arrangements could have been put in place locally, and this would have never got to the point where it has reached.
All right. Before I leave you go, my point and Shane's point that we were discussing it, the wider implications of a bonus being paid throughout the public sector, what's your view on that? That would become I think it'd be incredibly expensive, but also I think it's sort of an insult to the healthcare workers that did put their lives on the line.
Well, as I said, we seldom, if ever, differentiate between public sector workers, because public sector workers have stepped up to do extraordinary things during this.
They've done very different things within that sector.
Very, very different things. But what I'm talking about is a claim that went in for healthcare workers who did extraordinary things in a global health pandemic. And to be honest with you, if the government stopped hoodwinking people by making noise that healthcare workers need to be recognised, we probably wouldn't be having this discussion. I think the HSE should have been allowed to behave as an employer and work with their staff to come up with flexible arrangements which would have rewarded them and still got the job done.
All right. Look, thank you for speaking to us on this morning. That is Eamon Donnelly, their Head of Health and Welfare's Division within Forza.